has claimed responsibility. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News.
And Steve Simpson once again back here in the WIBC News Center as we approach 11:30 here on an amazing day, really. We are covering the local angles on this. We've got several reporters out in the field covering the implications here at home. Right now, let's go to WIBC's Tony Feltz as we begin our coverage now. Tony has been monitoring developments here in downtown Indianapolis, in particular at the City County Building and also at the Federal Building. And I know you've made your way to the Blood Center now. But Tony, what can you tell us from your travels this morning?
Well, it's pretty overwhelming, Steve, what I'm seeing here at the Central Indiana Regional Blood Center. This is 3450 North Meridian Street. There are 10 to 15 people in the lobby that are watching continuing coverage of this tragedy. There are 50 or more people that are in line waiting to donate, including four women that I talked to from a sorority at Butler University. They were watching and listening to what was going on the TVs and radios this morning. They got in the car, and all four of them came over here to the Blood Center to donate. Just since I've been here, and that's probably 10 minutes, Steve, it has been an unending parade of people walking through these doors into this building to donate blood. Now, earlier today, I was at the City County Building when that was evacuated. The City County Building is now closed. They are letting only uniformed police officers into that building. People were leaving the building in tears and just with looks of shock as the City County Building closed just after 10 o'clock. The Federal Building had not been evacuated at my last check, and I was there almost an hour ago, but many had already started to leave the Federal Building, many employees who were too scared to stay. Mayor Bart Peterson and public safety agencies, police officers, are gathering to hold a press conference in the noon hour today, perhaps 12 or 12:30. They're going to meet at the Mecca Center there on East Washington Street and State to outline the city's public safety plans in the aftermath of this event. So that's where I've been this morning. And like I said, again, here at the Central Indiana Regional Blood Center, they are waiting in line and filling out forms in an effort to donate blood, sort of rallying around the cause, so to speak, rallying in these tragic times, Steve.
All right. Thanks. WIBC's Tony Feltz reporting to us live from the Central Indiana Blood Center on North Meridian Street. And again, as you heard, the city-county building is closed. It has been basically shut down. Once you come out, they are not letting you back in. The Federal Building, many people have left. And that's really what we're hearing. A lot of businesses in the downtown Indianapolis area, many of them have either given their employees the option of leaving for the day. Other buildings themselves have been put in a lockdown situation so that only those who have a way to get in, that is some sort of a security card or something like that, are able to get in. So these explosions, these attacks that have occurred on the East Coast are certainly having their effect across the country, including here in Indianapolis. Right now, WIBC's Eric Berman joins us now from the State House, where obviously the governor has had something to say on this and some other angles to this on a statewide level. Eric, go ahead.
Well, Steve, the State House is one government building that remains open. However, the governor has declared a state of alert. What that means is that people are being scrutinized more carefully as they come to the State House. Governor spokesman Mary Dieter says security officers are keeping a more watchful eye basically on any cars that approach.
The guard check at the building, at the parking lot on the north side, for example, is more alerted to people who have a parking pass and are supposed to be there, and certainly would question somebody who might pull up and doesn't have any reason to be there.
And again, those restrictions apply primarily to vehicular traffic. The access road, which lets you park curbside at the State House or the Government Center, has been closed off. There's even a forklift there to make sure that people can't get through as they look for enough vehicles to block that wide driveway. But although cars are either being kept away or examined more closely, the state offices themselves are still open for people with state business to be done. State School Superintendent Sue Ellen Reed has announced that ISTEP testing, which was supposed to be taking place today, can be suspended at the option of the schools. And we've heard from some area school districts saying that they're doing exactly that. It is optional, not an order. If they've started testing for the day, they need to continue until the end of that subtest, and then they can stop. And if they suspend testing, then they pick it up again on Friday. That's for the GQE testing that sophomores take in Indiana high schools. If they suspend testing, they must secure the test materials. And, of course, testing continues tomorrow and Thursday, and the superintendent's office says they will make that decision later today as to whether that testing should go forward. Also, a statement issued from Governor O'Bannon, who plans to meet with reporters later today, has not set a specific time yet to do so, but has issued a written statement saying that he's saddened by the day's events and urging Hoosiers to remain calm and avoid panic. Live at the State House, Eric Berman, WIBC Newswatch.
Okay, thanks, Eric. You're listening to continuing coverage of Attack on America on MS Radio, WIBC, WENS, WYXB, and WNOU Indianapolis. And now let's go to WIBC's John Bartholomew, standing by out at the airport. Obviously, as we've been telling you throughout the morning, the FAA has grounded all flights, and we know that continues, John. The airport officials meeting with you within the past couple of hours. What can you tell us?
Well, what we can tell you is what to do with the passengers is all concerned here. At least 19 flights have been diverted to Indianapolis, and on some of those